Born whole and healthy in June of 1880, Helen Keller soon contracted a grave illness. Age of 19 months, became blind and deaf and eventually mute. Later in life, Keller compared herself to a ship afloat in a dense fog. No sextant, no oars, no anchor. A prisoner within her own body, she became enraged and depressed at her own plight. And oh, how she yearned and waited for release. None came to her for many years. On the day Helen called the most important day of all her life, her teacher Ann Sullivan arrived. And Helen described her experience in her journal. I felt approaching footsteps. I stretched out my hand as I supposed it to be my mother, but someone took it, and I was soon in the arms of someone who had come to reveal all things to me, and more than all else, to love me. If the blind Bartimaeus in today's gospel had done us the favor of sharing his thoughts of being healed by Jesus, I bet they would probably resemble those of Helen Keller. Like the young blind child whose meeting with Annie Sullivan became the turning point in her life, so too did Bartimaeus' encounter with Jesus mark a new direction, a new chapter for him. Interestingly, Helen Keller not only learned to read and write, she graduated cum laude from Radcliffe College. And when Bartimaeus was cured of his physical blindness, he began to see the deeper insight of faith. As Jeremiah foretold in the first reading, Bartimaeus recognized the cure as a sign that the Messiah has come, the Messiah who helps the blind to see and the lame walk. Bartimaeus became a disciple and, we're told, followed Jesus up the road that would lead Jesus to Jerusalem and to his death. So friends, as we gather this room this morning with the blind Bartimaeus, we're invited to call out to Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. As we make this plea, like he did to Bartimaeus, Jesus asks, what do you want me to do for you? Have we the courage to follow Bartimaeus' lead and cry out, Lord, I want to see? Have we the courage to acknowledge and admit to the many varied blindnesses that prevent you and me from seeing and faithfully following the path of Jesus? How are we blind? Some of us are blind to our own faults and failures, choosing instead to focus on the weaknesses of others. Lord, I want to see. Some of us are blind to our many blessings and too ready to complain when they are judged to be lacking or not enough. Lord, I want to see. Some turn a blind eye to the poor, overlooking their plight while excusing ourselves our responsibility for their well-being. Lord, I want to see. Certain eyes have been darkened by prejudice, failing to recognize or respect those of other races or ethnicity or status. Lord, I want to see. Some are blinded by views that discount rights of others and belittle their achievements. Lord, I want to see. And oh, pride blinds others of us. It prevents us from standing humbly in truth before God and others. Lord, I want to see as you see me. Whatever the cause of our blindness, the experience of Bartimaeus assures us that healing is possible from our request. If our request is sincere, if it's accompanied by faith, if it's also accompanied by a commitment to follow Jesus, we will see. And so, as Bartimaeus would speak to us today, don't be afraid to pray this prayer. Ask to see. When you ask for your heart, the heart of one who calls your name, the good news is you will truly see.